You want to get through this? Do as I say. Now pick up what you can and run.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
@TYFofficial,
big moment here.
Hangout where we're gonna try to do our group review that we've done in written format. I thought this would be good, so it would actually be comprehensible when people start talking over each other.
Yeah, look at that.
Because what the hell, right?
Which really means we're all lazy and we didn't want to transcribe it and edit.
Or we're all really egotistical.
That's true.
We're all through this.
A little bit
hardcore ego. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So, I don't know when everybody respectively saw Mad Max Fury Road. I saw a screening of it with a buddy of mine last Wednesday, and we literally booked it all the way up the interstate to see a Boston Comic Con preview screening of it last Wednesday. I saw a press screening of it this Tuesday.
I saw it last night.
David, you saw it last night. So the flaming guitar is the most freshly burned into your mind.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. That was great.
Everyone's going to mention that.
That whole movie was just, it was like the slow motion thing on your iPhone before you click play, just a whole movie like that, but it looked great somehow.
Now, I'm actually, because you mentioned that, because we're talking, you know, because you were talking about the slow motion frame rate like on an iPhone, the clip in the beginning, because it's in one of the official trailers too, it has like this weird double speed. It was like they doubled the speed of the
scene when he's trying to
where
escape.
He's like being chased by the what do you even call them?
The War Boys.
The War Boys. Thank you. And in my mind, I was like, okay, either somebody from who's like a studio exec told George Miller, you either have to make the scene faster or cut it. But my buddy Miles said, no, that's just George Miller being crazy. And I think he was right. Let me just get to my other Google document because I am a Google file.
Aren't we all?
Google, sponsored by Google. So the big question for me to this group, I like this format for this in this case, has anyone seen a Mad Max movie before? And what did you think what this movie was going to be like, judging from the trailers, if you haven't?
Well, okay, so I just saw the first Mad Max. I actually haven't seen The Road Warrior, which everyone obviously says is better. I watched half of it before I saw Fury Road and half after. Not a great idea, but that was timing. I remember when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, people like Mad Max. I didn't really know what it was. I wasn't expecting it to be like a action masterpiece or anything. So, and seeing the original is good for what it is on a budget, and it's kind of incredible how different it is. But
it was like $100,000 in 1979, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's funny, like, not even just action, just how different it is. Like, the story is obviously incredibly different, and I think it's mostly set up for Road Warrior, so I think it's good. I don't love it, but it's like, for what it is, it's pretty darn good. But the new one, oof.
Yeah. How about your Mad Max exposure?
I had never seen a Mad Max movie before Fury Road. I won't be seeing a Mad Max movie after Fury Road because I hate Mel Gibson and, like, I think his face is one of the top five most punchable faces in the world.
Awful.
But, so, like, why watch it? But I kind of expected, by the trailer alone, I could tell it was going to be crazy. Like, it had a very specific, I don't know, like, mood to it. But also, I thought it was going to be this year's Edge of Tomorrow, in a sense. Where, like, it kind of comes out of nowhere, and, like, since it's the one movie that's kind of an original action movie, essentially, obviously, it's based off something, but, like, it's not a superhero movie, and it's not a recent remake or anything like that, so I thought everybody's going to be excited regardless, and then it just so happened to be great also. So, it's this year's Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I really expected, when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, this is going to bomb, because I did a great job with the reboot aspect. You really don't have to have seen any of them, but I thought when I saw this, this is a series of a cult following. They're doing this reboot out of nowhere. Mm. It's coming out in the summer. I just thought it had, like, disaster written all over it, but as it turns out, it's doing okay.
Yeah.
It's one of the few instances, where a long post-production period doesn't kill a movie, because really what it was him meticulously editing it. Right. Because they filmed it in 2012, and they changed where they were filming it from Australia to Africa. It was also the fact that he was working on the project for like 15 years.
Yeah, production hell. We'll talk about that.
It had a long like back burner period, but also it's just the reputation of remakes and revitalizations of old series. It's just, it doesn't ever go well. And so this was just a massive surprise.
I can't think of one other time, really. Hmm? Except for Planet of the Apes, but that's different.
It's similar, actually. I would compare how I felt about Mad Max, the closest to Dawn of the Planet of the Apes last year.
Yeah.
In that it, like, technically it advances the medium to such an extent that it's kind of hard to ignore or hard to have anything negative to say, but overall maybe I felt a little hollow, I guess. Not in a bad way, but it's like I kind of appreciate it more aesthetically and more in a technological level than, like, I didn't walk out like I'm sure you did, Evan, going, oh my god, this is amazing, this is the best movie ever, holy shit.
But the thing is that I went into it not knowing what to expect, really, because I wasn't going in with the hype that I had for Godzilla, as you recall, Avengers, as some may recall, for both of them. But it's like it had this this payoff. The praise for the film is completely insane. I didn't expect it to maintain a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I frankly find the numbers on Rotten Tomatoes really arbitrary, mainly because I feel like the Age of Ultron deserves to be a little above 70-something or whatever, 70-some-odd. But do you guys think that there's a reason for the crazy critic praise? Do you feel like people have just been waiting for a big practical effects movie like this?
Or I think people are just excited to see something new. I think a little bit of it is the hype train. I would actually say, I keep comparing it to other movies, but I would kind of say the same thing for Boyhood last year. You know, it strikes a chord at a really good point. Like, people were obviously getting superhero fatigue. They're sick of seeing CGI-heavy messes. So to see, like, this come out, and it's practical-heavy, and it's fun, and it's, like, it's not holding back on what it is, which is a fun action movie with, like, obviously some other subtext beneath it. But overall, it's a two-hour car chase that's just really good at what it does.
Two car chases. It's two car chases. 15 minutes of setup. They take the tanker full of breast milk, I think.
It felt like 5 minutes.
To one place, and then they realize, we got nowhere else to go, so they go back. It's two car chases.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Two car chases.
The funny thing was... I'm kind of a contrarian, because I saw they had this picture on their Facebook page, like, Mad Max is reaching 98, and I was kind of annoyed. I'm like, really? You were watching so closely, you had to make a picture and edit that, and I almost didn't want to like it after that, but I couldn't not. I can see why people really love it, as you're saying. It's just like...
The hype was able to overcome the hipster impulse.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, no, I do think... I was kind of watching it, like, when it was first at 100%, and I was like, I'm like, what outlet's going to be that asshole that gives it its first negative review?
There's still only one negative review, but I'm not sure.
There's two. It's like the Village Voice or something. I don't know. But, I do keep an eye on that when, like, something's getting a lot of hype and everybody's, like, vocally loving it, which is just so...
Who's going to get the death threats this week?
I was like, who's going to be the jerk who bumps the level down onto the
tomato meter?
So I just thought, bottom-cha.
It's not my thing. No one can, like, I feel like it's very hard to call this a bad movie, because it's really not. It might not be your movie.
Because here's the thing is, and I can kind of use this to, we can bleed a little bit into talking about George Miller himself here, in that this movie, doesn't need the plot that it has. Sure, it's a through-and-through action movie, but it, you're not talking about blood. You're not talking about...
Yeah, you know, not that bloody.
You're talking about computer effects. It's like an old 80s movie. Everything about it is making sure that the way that the movie is made is good. You can always credit George Miller in his ability to design a shot with his camera. And I always feel like that he has gone to... When you look at The Road Warrior, or even at the first Mad Max, for what that could be done in 1979, where who knows how much bigger and heavier camera equipment was, and how much more, you know...
Yeah.
...costly it was to ruin things... He actually goes through the effort to push the medium as far as it physically can to get those kind of close to the road shots, to get the crazy pyrotechnic explosions. You know, he wants to actually wow people. It's not like a pulling a Lucas and going green screen.
Well, what I kind of appreciated was all the scenes in that movie that were CGI were the ones that you could tell were CGI and like were impressive. It wasn't like you're like, oh, that's a blood squib. Everything that was practical worked perfectly. Everything that was CGI worked perfectly. And it was like a great blend.
Yeah, it's like they did the CGI when there was no other option.
Yeah, like that
sandstorm. The sandstorm and Furiosa's arm.
Was that CGI?
Well, okay, so what it was, if you go and watch the B-roll and listen to her in the junkets, she'll talk about how she had this green screen glove. And she wore it through the entire
movie. Yeah, and they digitalized it out.
But they also kind of had a little bit of a, like a prosthetic on top of it here and there.
Yeah, I mean, all they really had to do is stick the dots on it usually, right? Or that's for a green screen, not a glove. Never mind. Got it wrong. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I do. But the sandstorm was one of my favorite parts of the...
When it kept shifting like black and white and colors, I was like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, that's a way to do CGI well.
The night shots through the movie too. I couldn't tell whether it was actually filmed in the desert at night or if it was just made to they just completely pulled all the contrast out of it.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell the saturation out of it. During the day part of it. It's like the
but it looked beautiful.
No, yeah, and it will look beautiful, but like I mean look at Lawrence of Arabia and they all did it during the day, but you can tell that it's at night because they have shadows.
Yeah.
So, like, if they're shadows.
Exactly. That's true.
But it's just, like, a little thing. And obviously things have advanced since then, but it's the same practicality and the same, like, you know, you use the tools that are around you in the desert, you know, turned out to be probably the biggest asset.
Lots of dirt.
I feel like this is kind of morbid, but all I kept thinking throughout the movie was, like, how did no one die making this movie? Because there had
to be... I think it deserves Oscars just because people didn't die.
best picture for that.
Well, then that's the other thing is that what they've been doing in promoting this tour, and Tom Hardy actually is the kind of guy where he's actually best buddies with his stuntman, but they through the marketing of this and the junketing, they've been giving a lot of credit and a lot of praise to the stunt crews of this movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and I think that that's the kind of respect that, that's the level of respect that those people really deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people are nuts. They're awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then what do we think about Tom Hardy as Max? With or without context of Mel Gibson as Max.
Could have been just called Fury Road. Didn't have to be called Mad Max, almost.
Yeah, but pretty much.
Actually, I don't think it's a problem, though. I feel like in the beginning, I was like, okay, Tom Hardy's just a character in this. This isn't really about Mad Max. But I feel like that's fine. It's a bunch of characters together. He's not really the focus. In the end, they kind of focus on him.
He's not the focus, but he's also not a bystander. He is a key throughway for the movie. If anything, he is the audience surrogate. And in fact, I would even say that through the build-up and the from the beginning, once he's done with his little voiceover, from that point to when he's finally no longer a hood ornament, he is there as our surrogate into the world, and then the characters, the crazy cast of characters and the cars and the environment and the production design, that all does the building and the world building and the storytelling that we need. And I think that's great, especially when you have a character that's mostly a silent protagonist. And I've been curious for years about how do you have a main character that doesn't do a lot of speaking, doesn't have a big speaking role or a lot of dialogue. And they did that with Mel Gibson in the previous films too, most notably in Road Warrior. You know, man of few words. He's a man of action. So and, how do you make that work? And it's the world around them doing the rest of the illustrating. They well, do all the heavy work.
It doesn't hurt that you have such a charismatic lead like Tom Hardy, who can do a hell of a lot with very little facial expression.
I actually I knew it was called Mad Max. I didn't really realize the character was actually supposed to be kind of insane, but I liked how he kind of went between stoic and crazy, but he made it work. And
I have something to say about that. In that Tom Hardy, I mean, I've seen a good number of his films. Warrior, I would say, is the best of them. But Child 44, not.
Bronson.
I haven't seen Bronson.
Well, you haven't seen Tom Hardy until you've seen Bronson. Literally, I love Tom Hardy.
Anyway, my point being is that now I lost it. Oh right. Okay. So the whole flashback insanity thing, that was like a very loose tie to his origin, where in fact he had a son and not a daughter. And if anything, there's this weird little kid with a boomerang. He's like a feral child with a boomerang in the Road Warrior, and whoever he was flashing back to looked more like that than a child of his. But that was the one thing that I think might fault the movie, is like that it felt a little too shoehorned in to say like, oh, you've seen the Road Warrior, you know what's going on. But I feel like they inserted that to make it feel like that he has some sort of depth other than being stoic guy who kills.
Well, about halfway through that movie, I realized I really liked it in the beginning, but I was like, okay, it's kind of a chase scene. I don't feel too much for the characters. But then at some point, I just realized, like, wait, I do.
You do?
I started to respect the fact that at first it felt a little shoehorned, but then I realized they gave a little bit of this exposition, but then they just kind of went into it, and it worked. Like, it's kind of... it's a respectable feat when you think about it.
Yeah, if anything, Max is almost kind of like the Gandalf for Furiosa and the Brides, in that he's kind of there. Because when they reach the point, he's along for the ride until they reach their goal. And when they reach their goal and realize it's not there anymore, where are they going to go? Back. He's kind of their voice of like, this world's not going to get better. I've been around and I've seen this shit, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty much what he says. And then in the end, I was like, okay, please, please just walk away, new adventure. Then he walks away, and I was like, yes, perfect ending.
Except I hear, and this can lead into a conversation about Charlize Theron, there was a script for like a sequel already in the works, supposedly about Furiosa.
Yeah,
so I saw that. Do we think that we like her that much as a character? Is she the feminism symbol that everything in the media is making her out to be? Is it put on? Do we think that she could totally do a whole movie on her own? And I assume the answer is yes. But
well, I mean, she's a talented actress. I think she could do a whole movie on her own.
Well, but would she want to?
Probably not.
After the struggle that she went through this production.
I think she's already said that she wouldn't want to do a sequel, and I think that's good because I think we got her story.
Like, yeah. You know,
she reached her goal.
But I don't think we need a second Mad Max after this one. I think this is strong enough to stand on its own two feet. I'd rather see George Miller go do something else.
I don't even know if George Miller would sign on for a sequel to this.
I mean, yeah, he's also... oh, well, here's what he said. He said that if it was successful, he would consider making two more. But you got to consider, it's a George R. R. Martin thing. He's getting older. He's not a young man.
No, but I don't know. I feel like he could have some kind of creative control, and that would be fine. But, I mean, I wouldn't be interested in seeing a second one. I like this as a standalone.
The fact that it's not so focused on Mad Max, the character itself, showed that he has creativity in himself. It doesn't have to be a Mad Max movie. I agree with you. He could do something else.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know. I feel like I don't know if they'd want to tarnish how good of a reception this one got. Either.
Put it this way, Beyond Thunderdome is a movie that I can guarantee you isn't even worth seeing.
Oh, no one likes it, except for Roger Ebert, who loves it. No one else likes it.
Ebert had weird opinions on action movies.
Yeah.
About the feminism thing, real quick.
Go for it.
Real quick for me. I like that the media is promoting it as such, and I like that that's the reason people are going and seeing it. You know, if that's going to be the story that it's being spun as, and if it's a positive story, yeah, like, hell yeah, whatever, that's cool. It's better than being like, don't go and see this feminist propaganda that I'm sure, like, 6 years ago would have been the case. And still that's the case if you're going on Fox News. But, like, oh yeah, the MRA guys who aren't going, like, okay, cool, I don't want you there. Like, go you know, hoard the internet with your neckbeards, you douchebags. But
oh, yeah, the neckbeards.
But, yeah, okay, no. So my thing is, I do not necessarily think it's this feminist haven that they're promoting it as.
I think it's a step in the right direction.
It's a step in the right direction. I think if it was a lesser movie, people would be talking a little bit more about the faults and kind of having more of a dialogue about it. But it's a great movie, and people don't want to have a conversation where they're kind of harping on it at all. So I do think there are issues, but I think overall the feminist standpoint is there and it's important. I think the fact that you have the standpoint of how, you know, young men are also militarized and kind of molded in a certain way plays really well against the fact that women are treated as playthings in this world and whatever. But I think there's just more to it.
I like how subtle it is. None of it is very obvious. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, that's why I like it. It's not like, oh, I see what they're doing there. You realize it after. And I think that's part of why they should maybe not do a Furious.
I mean, it's really obvious to me, but that's because I'm really plugged into that kind of stuff. You know, we are not things.
It's like I was saying to you when we first had our brief conversation about it, where it's like, I want that to be how it feels once all this dust settles over the concept, you know, once it reaches the point that I feel like that gay rights is kind of reaching, where it's kind of like it's becoming so widely accepted. I just want it to feel like the way that this movie does, where it doesn't have to actually be so pronounced, that it's just an integral part of the story.
Well, you know, that's a nice thought. It's not going to be happening very soon.
I'm saying
I don't mind if a movie's going to go over, like, if the movie's going to try really, really hard to be feminist and make, like, stances in, like, the public where they talk about how they, like, consulted with a feminism person or whatever.
Yeah. Like, Lord knows done that.
I would so much rather hear that than, like, hear people after the fact be like, oh, there was some feminism, and me go, where? I'm glad that they tried, even if I think they kind of misstepped a little bit with the lack of characterization of the wives. And the first shot of them all, like, bathing kind of made me roll my eyes, because I was like,
I didn't expect, okay. I was like, oh, we're going this route.
I know, I was just like, I'm like, oh, so close.
Until it turned into a badass action scene, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, no, but I do think overall, it was so close. And it did so much well. And if the media wants to spin it this way, fine. Like, please do. You know, make people go see it and have a dialogue about it.
Like, I don't think there's anything harmful in it. Maybe it's like doesn't go too far, goes too low. But it's like,
oh yeah, it doesn't hurt anything at all. No, and that's what's great about it.
And the best thing that George Miller could have come out and said was just be like, yeah, I don't see why I wouldn't be a feminist. That's totally fine. You know.
And I know we just like stopped talking about the Oscars, it seems, like 2 months ago. But
is that it?
I think, I don't know, it's like 3 or 4 maybe. I have no idea. It seems like close by. But if this movie doesn't get like a cinematography, at the very least.
I'm done with Oscars.
Like, yeah, I think that will shine a light on Hollywood's problem of just like kind of genre.
We'll host our own genre awards if they don't do that.
But it's like the fact is, like, sure, you might find it arbitrary, but usually if a movie's at a 99%, like Boyhood and this, and if a movie's at a 17 or a 6%, like Hot Pursuit, you can like kind of understand that maybe one's good and maybe one's bad and take the number at face value.
That movie makes me sad.
So let's imagine that at the end of this year, this is the highest rated movie, and it doesn't get nominated for anything. Doesn't that make you kind of, like, so I wonder if this will be the genre movie that kind of bridges things a little bit.
I hope so.
I thought this movie was serious, actually. I thought when I saw it, this is by far the weirdest, craziest, like, blockbuster movie I'd seen in a really long time.
Well,
like,
look at it this way. In the same way that Jaws kind of defined blockbuster movies in its time, it literally began the genre. Mad Max in 79, I think Road Warrior was, correct me if I'm wrong, it was like 80 or 81 or something like that. What George Miller did with those movies, those inspired people like James Cameron to make their films like Terminator and such. It's like some of the most, you know, he influenced the way that he made those first two movies as a post-apocalypse. pretty much inspired the direction that science fiction took. So I wonder if with this movie being the way that it is and just like the success and the praise of it, I wonder if it could change like the a misdirection from CGI into more practical effects like the way it used to be for the better. I would hope so.
It depends on how much money it makes.
Well, it just got beat out by Pitch Perfect 2 by about 20 million this weekend. But it's a weird weekend. There's a lot of like school graduations. It's a weird kind of mix. Yeah.
Well, I feel like a lot of people are going in with different ways. Like, I was talking to my dad about it, and he was like, oh yeah, Mad Max, wasn't that the movie that Mel Gibson got started on? I feel like some people seeing this might not know how influential the originals are. They're just seeing
I think Mad Max is going to be a word of mouth film.
Yeah.
I think it's going to
grow as weeks go on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's how those
movies, those were the two movies, say what you will about Mel Gibson, but those were the two films that put Mel Gibson on the map in the first place.
Sad day.
Yeah. Doesn't mean the movie's not good.
I wouldn't know.
I was kind of glad there was no cameo. I was like, okay, are they going to do the Mel Gibson cameo? They didn't do that. They didn't go that route.
Oh, I was so worried.
The movie took as long as it took to make. Like I said, it was like on the shelf for like 15 years. A, because of, you know, the whole oil crisis conversation. Yeah. And B, because of his reputation. He had to basically drop out of the movie. But yeah. I feel like the changes that this movie had over so long that it was buzzing through George Miller's mind, I think the changes were for the best.
And I think that when you make a movie, like, you want to do your own ideas, you want to do what you want, but he really did keep in mind the audience here. Like, he didn't make a movie like, no one can see this. He made it really accessible.
He knows exactly what he's doing. And I don't care if he does a Happy... Actually, I would care if he did a Happy Feet 3. We don't need another one of those. But if he wants to do something that's not Mad Max, I would love to see it. Even if he wants to do another Mad Max, I would want no one but him to do it.
Oh, yeah.
He is a fantastic director, and I hope that this is kind of his re-entry into directing.
Well, it's funny. I actually didn't know until recently that he was so well-known. Like, I thought he was the guy who did Mad Max and the guy who did Happy Feet.
He is.
He made a few films in between. He's well-known, though. People like him a lot. And I can see why. He's a really creative person.
Cool. All right. Does anyone have any final thoughts? I mean,
I love Fury Road. Great film.
I
put this in my written review, but I stand by it. You can't just talk about this movie and expect people to comprehend what you mean by a guy who is basically Buckethead with a flaming electrical guitar riding on a truck for the entire movie.
I just told my friends to see it. I was like, I can explain it, but you just got to see this.
I say it's a game-changing action film that you haven't seen before.
You just kind of have to see it to believe
it. It's an experience. You see it on the biggest screen possible. There hasn't been a movie I've been like excited to see on a big screen in a while. Like, I just thought...
Look at it this way. I am a huge... Like, Allie knows. Marvel crazy. Marvel crazy.
Yes, and?
The second I walked out of this theater, I said, I want to see this again before I even touch Age of Ultron again.
I've already seen it twice, so I can't say much about it.
I still haven't seen it yet, Tom. I'm okay at that. I'm waiting for... I want to see Fantastic Four. It's like the only Marvel I'm interested in this year.
This, I really hope that this is the runaway hit of the year. I hope this is the hit and run of the summer. Pun intended.
It's not the movie hit and run. That was terrible from what I hear.
You were just
good
about that one.
Yeah.
All right. So we're good. So right. I'm at Edgar 42. Allie is at Allergen.
Thanks, bud.
Pollen season. Allie, you want to just say your Twitter handle?
Well, fine. Allison AJ with Y. And what's yours, David?
Oh, I'm not even on Twitter.
You're not on Twitter.
What social media are you on for people to actually follow what you do?
Yeah, I'm just waving from the corner.
You can see David Way from the corner at theyoungfolks.com. I'm evgriff42 with two Fs. And you can follow us on at TYFOfficial.
Do it. We're fun. And charming.
We try. Go see Mad Max.
What a day! What a lovely day!